We continued our painful ascent for another 5 hours. Finally, we stood on the summit and prepared to descend into the crater that was to shelter us for the night. The crater of Mount Sneffels formed an inverted cone, the mouth half a mile across and thousands of feet deep. Imagine how it must have been when full of flame and thunder. It reminded me of a giant loaded cannon. It terrified me. To descend into the interior of a cannon, I thought to myself, when it may be loaded and could go off at the least shock, is the act of a madman. I felt like a lamb being led to slaughter. At the bottom were three separate shafts through which, when Sneffels was in action, burning lava and poisonous fumes would pour. The professor went to inspect them, running from one to the other. Suddenly, he shouted,
"Axel, come here! Make haste! Look at this!"
On the side of a giant boulder were the same runic characters, now eaten away by time.
"Arne Saknussemm!"
cried my uncle.
"Can you now have any doubt?"
Hans, my uncle, and I passed our first night at the bottom of the crater.